It was September 5th, 1972, the date of the terrorist attack of the Olympics in Munich, Germany. Members from what are called Black September, really PLO members, under authorization of Yasser Arafat's Fatah organization, slipped into the Olympic Village and eventually killed 11 innocent Israeli athletes and coaches. Steven Spielberg recently released a movie about these subsequent events on that tragic era, time in Jewish history. Today, I'd like to share my thoughts on the reaction of then Prime Minister Golda Meir and her team of soldiers who fought back in Operation Spring of Youth in Lebanon, as well as in Operation Wrath of God with a series of Israeli airstrikes. Was she right in fighting back in this fashion? After all, 11 people died. Should more people die? The answer to this question is in this week's Parsha. Perhaps the most dramatic of all of the Torah, and certainly of our Parsha, Yosef, the viceroy, and the brothers, not knowing, in fact, that it was Yosef, Lo yochel Yosef l'sapa v'chol nitzavim alav. He could no longer restrain himself in the presence of all who stood before him. V'yikra hotziu kol ish mi'alai v'amad ish ito b'svadi Yosef el'echav. He ordered everyone else to leave so that they should not be present. And he reveals himself to his brothers. For Yomer Yosef el Echav, and Yosef says to his brothers, Ani Yosef ha'od Avichai. I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? For Yochel Echav la'anos oso ki nivhalo miponav. Although it was a relatively simple question, they were not able to answer this question because of their tremendous level of busha, humiliation, embarrassment for having sold Yosef in the first place. It's stated in Bereishis Rabbah that we learn from here, Oylonu miyom hadin, Oylonu miyom hatochacha. Woe to us after 120 years on our day of judgment and our day in which we will be rebuked. Yosef katnan shel shvatim hoya. Yosef was the youngest of the siblings, excluding Binyamin. All of the brothers that were before him were older. Perhaps we can call them more mature. Nonetheless, says the Medrash, "Lohayu yachon la'amon b'tochachasai." When they were given the tochacha, the rebuke of Yosef, they could not respond. They were stunned. They were frozen in fear. Says the Medrash, "Kishayavu akadosh baruch hu v'yoychiach kol echon ve'echon l'fi mashahu." When God judges you for the things that you've done, which you know that you shouldn't have, alachas kama v'kama. When God asks you, why'd you do it? We will have no answer. We certainly will be shocked and stunned. Ask the Beis Halevi, what exactly does this Medrash mean? After all, we do not find in any place that Yosef rebukes his brothers. All he says is Ha'od Avichai, three words. He just wants to know how his father is doing. It seems to be a legitimate question. Why then does the Medrash feel that this is a form of tochacha, a form of rebuke? Furthermore, of all the questions that he could have asked, Why did he ask, Ha'od Avichai? Is my father alive? After all, in the beginning of our parsha, it clearly states, Yehuda with a huge monologue, that he says that clearly our father is still alive. Why then was it necessary for Yosef to have to ask the same question, when apparently he himself knew the answer? The Beis Halevi explains that what Yosef is saying with those three little words of Od Avichai is that in your cheshbon, did you think of the pain and the suffering? Not of me. I'm fine. Because after all, as you were concerned about me being sold to Mitzrayim, my response is, Yishlacheni Elokim Lefneichem. God did this on purpose so that I would be here to assist you and to provide sustenance for myself, for your family, for my father. I have no problem. But Od Avichai, did you think of the pain, the suffering that you caused another Jew, your own father? Did you lack the sensitivity, the care, the empathy of feeling someone else's pain? To Yosef, on the other hand, was always aware of the sensitivity of others. And the reason why was because his own father taught this to him. It's no coincidence that he sent wagons. And the Pasuk says, V'yadavrei lav, it's kol divrei Yosef, asher divrei aleihem. They spoke after going back from Egypt, speaking to their father, everything that had just unfolded before their eyes, their brother, Viceroy, V'yar es ha'galos asher sholach Yosef, l'seisoso. And they showed their father nothing too unusual, just a bunch of wagons. But they were not just regular wagons that I would look at and turn away and not give it a second thought. Rather, the pasuk concludes, "Vatchi ruach Yaakov aviyah." Upon gazing at those wagons, the spirit of their father Yaakov was revived. What was so special about some wagons? Says Rashi, "Simon Masor Lahem." Yosef purposely sent wagons, agolos, because he was trying to show some type of a sign that he in fact was alive. Says Rashi, "B'mahayosek kishapirash mimenu." Yaakov taught Yosef everything. So what were they learning when they parted ways? B'parshas egla arufa. And therefore, in a play of words, an egla, which is a calf, is similar to the word agolos, wagons. And then Yaakov realized, my son's alive. What's the significance of teaching your child about the egla arufa? And what exactly is Yosef's message back to his father? See, Yaakov understood. V'aviv shamar sadavar. He knew that one day he would be a leader. To be a leader, it was necessary to instill upon Yosef the utmost levels of sensitivity and empathy for every single one of his citizens, for every one of his servants. And therefore he taught his son the last moment before he was sold. He taught him the important message of the Egla Rufa. The Egla Rufa is a situation where an individual is found on the street, dead, homicide. And unfortunately, one of America's most wanted and unsolved murders. This mystery can never be solved. Who was the one that killed this man? So they measure. The closest city has to bring this sacrifice, this ceremony, known as the Egla Rufa. in where the animal is destroyed. What is the significance of the Egla Rufa? Is to tell us the people in that city who was closest to this individual who died, did you accompany this man? This man was a stranger, and he was in your neighborhood, in your community, and you let him leave, maybe without proper provisions, without pointing him in the right direction, and he was lost in the wilderness, and there bandits noticed that he was vulnerable to attack, and he died. The Egla Rufa teaches the importance of being sensitive to every single human being. And therefore, Yosef sent back this message to his father, saying, "Dad, a lot has happened to me. Many tragedies. I was sold. I was thrown into a pit. I was thrown into jail. And now, I'm the second in command in what potentially could be a very corrupt society. But everything that you taught me, I retained. I still care. I am still sensitive to the pain of another human being." And this is what Yosef represented. Ha'od Avichai. When Yosef reunites with his father, with his younger brother, with Binyamin, it's fascinating that he cries. Rashi said they cried that the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed in his portion. Asks Rabbi Yechezkel Mekuzmir, why is he crying at this point in time? You've now reunited with your brother Binyamin, why aren't you happy? Why are you focused on something which will happen so many years from now? Furthermore, the Oznaim Torah points out that Yosef cries throughout. Is this a real man? He seems like a crybaby. And the answer is, those tears don't make him a baby. It shows that he, in fact, is a tremendous leader. For a leader such as Yosef is always sensitive to feeling others' pain. Binyamin also cried. And this is why he was zochet merited the Beit HaMikdash, a center where Hashem cares for us and we care for him. But unfortunately, that center, the Beit HaMikdash, is destroyed. This Tuesday begins the downfall of the first Beit HaMikdash, the first temple, on Asara B'Tevet, the 10th day, the month of Tevet. But why? Why was the second Beit HaMikdash destroyed? What did we do wrong? What was so terrible? Chazal tell us, it was sinas chinam. Being insensitive and hateful and cruel to another human being. Not caring when a tragedy strikes and say, it happened to them. Baruch Hashem, I didn't know anyone. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. And when we hear a tragedy in Eretz Yisrael, you may not know who this person is, but you should feel the pain. When we know that there are soldiers that are in captivity, do we say, why are we saying this tefillah? It takes up another 5 minutes of our davening. But do you realize what you're saying? That there's a mother that's crying every day, every moment, she does not see her child. And where is our sensitivity? Do we have it? Or is it terribly lacking? This, I believe, is the greatness of Prime Minister Golda Meir. See, Golda Meir is teaching us, just like Yosef HaTzadik, that an attack on a fellow man, woman, child of Klal Yisrael is a direct attack on each one of us personally. And when we hear such news, tragedy in Eretz Yisrael, are we desensitized? Do we feel the pain? Are we sensitive to the fact that that person who died had a mother, had a father, had a spouse, had a child that's mourning? Or do we just flip the next page in the newspaper? This is the sensitivity of Yosef HaTzadik. May we all be zocha to merit to replace our sinaschinam, our lack of sensitivity, with genuine avaschinam, love for our fellow Jew. By doing so, may we merit to see the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash b'mehei ravi amenu speedily in our days. Amen. Good Shabbos.